is the Northwoods Fishing Report from Muskie 360 with your host, Josh Krieger.
Hello, everyone. This is the Northwoods Fishing Report podcast. It is Wednesday, May 24th, 2023, and I will be your host for this podcast tonight and throughout the season. I am Eagle River Muskie Guide Josh Krieger. You may have heard me before, actually, on the Muskie 360 podcast, as I have been a guest on there a couple of times. I know Stephen Paul, the host of that show, actually very well. I spend some time at his house every winter down in Tennessee. I have worked for and alongside Steve for quite some time and had the luxury of knowing him for about 8 or 9 years now. I also love Jim Stewart and Jay Essie over at the Muskie Shop, the owner and the manager. I guide for the Muskie Shop. I am also on Muskie Shop TV if you've ever been in there or checked out their YouTube channel. I love those two guys. They sponsor me. They sponsor this show. They are a couple of great guys to work for and work with. They will absolutely give you some of the best advice if you stop in and ever need anything. They can point you in the right direction and help you out. So I guess the first question to address is why the name Northwoods Fishing Report, and what exactly does that mean? The reason we're calling this podcast, or I am, in conjunction with Steve and the Muskie 360 podcast, is because that is essentially the location that I am based in and where I am going to be referring to for all the information that is coming to you in the podcast. The Northwoods territory that I'm covering and referring to in the title and in this podcast is essentially northeast and north central Wisconsin, covering Vilas, Oneida, Forest, and Price counties. I am in Vilas County. It is the largest county in the state with over 1,300 lakes, and Oneida County right next door and close by to me, being in the Eagle River Conover area, has over 1,200 lakes as well. So there is tons of water up here. I am covering a vast area and lots of different lakes. So I'm going to try to do a good job of being fairly broad and give a good representation of what's going on in the entire area, what you can expect this week upcoming, kind of a report of what happened the last week, and let you guys know what patterns are working, what's not working, what to look for, and what to do. This information, even though it's kind of based on what's going on in the Northwoods, is not just for people that live up here or vacation up here or fish up here. This information that we'll be going over, some of the tactics and everything to help you catch fish, will also be valuable information and can be implemented in different areas as well. The only thing that's different is the time of the year. I'm talking seasonality and what's going on here in northeast Wisconsin, north central Wisconsin. If you are quite a significant way south, such as Stephen Paul down in Tennessee, these things that I'm referring to right now may be taking place a month or two earlier. So what's going on up here right now, as we're getting into Memorial Day weekend, may have taken place, say, in April or even the end of March, mid-March, down in Tennessee. Typically, it's all based on amount of sunlight, in my opinion, and also water temperatures. So if you are also further north, say in Canada, where your season opens later and the water's warm slower, you are also going to notice that what I'm talking about right now may apply to you a month from now, when your season opens or when the water warms to, you know, match the conditions that we are discussing on the podcast on a weekly basis. So this is, even though it is the Northwoods Fishing Report, it is not just directed and not just information that works in the Northwoods, but it works all over the place and can be applied all over the place if the conditions match the conditions that we're kind of referring to and talking about as we cover all the information on a weekly basis. So what we're going to cover right now, being the first podcast and being less than 72 hours away from our opener, which is Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. Everyone up here is super excited. You can feel the buzz in the air. It's like electricity. It is awesome. Everyone is just chomping at the bit to get out there fishing. So, what can you expect to encounter while you're out there fishing this weekend here for our opener? And what baits would I recommend throwing? And what are some tactics and certain things to look for? We're going to cover that here right now. So the first thing I'm going to cover is kind of the conditions of the general conditions of what's going on right now. So the last week, it's been relatively dry. It's supposed to be quite dry here for the next week. It's been above average highs, and we are supposed to see more of the same here through Memorial Day and after Memorial Day. They are actually talking possibly low to mid 80s the week after Memorial Day. So that definitely will warm the water quite quickly and also will help the weeds emerge quite quickly, which is a very, very good thing sometimes for early season fishing. Things that you want to look for while you're out here fishing any of the lakes up here, or again, in general, kind of this time of the year, post-spawn, fish are just getting done spawning from what I'm seeing. Some of the larger lakes that are a little colder, you might still have some fish spawning, but everything that I've been fishing, some smaller, clearer lakes and some larger stained water lakes, the general average is right around 60 degree surface temperatures. I've seen some of the fish up shallow a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, they were paired up spawning. And this last week, I've seen some solo kind of shallow cruisers. So it seems like the spawn is done and they're still just kind of a little lethargic and warming up yet. That being said, you want to look for the warmest water this weekend on opening weekend and post-spawn conditions. The fish, bait fish, and predators are often going to be there trying to warm up after a cold winter. They are often most active this time of the year when it is warmest during the day. And one other thing you want to look for on the water is also the first weed growth. The first good weed growth on the lake, if you can find it, or a couple of spots. A lot of times that will relate to some of the warmest water, and it is some of the first cover that's going to be available for fish to use. So a lot of fish will relate to that right away, as there's not a lot of other cover available yet. Look for those things. Always use your locator as normal to try to locate bait. Where there is bait, there will be predators. There most of the time will not be hungry, active predators where there is no bait. They will be where there's bait because they are trying to feed on fish. And we are looking for that bait in order to catch those actively feeding fish. When you're going out, one thing to keep in mind is this time of the year, especially with looking for warmer water, is fishing stained water versus clear water. We have a lot of different lakes up here, a lot of variety as far as that goes. The first thing to keep in mind is a lot of your stained water, especially the shallower waters, they warm up much quicker. So the fish will tend to be a little bit further along past spawn and a little bit more active in those bodies of water. Whereas the clear waters that are deeper take a little bit longer to warm up, and those fish take a little bit longer to get through spawn and kind of become more active and have their metabolism speed up. So when you're fishing some of these spots, some of the baits, that I recommend using this time of the year are generally small. A lot of the fish are eating smaller baits this time of the year as their metabolism is starting to pick up. They're not super active. It's not moving super fast. So they're not eating super big baits, and move them pretty slow. As again, the fish are not super warm yet. They're not super active. They are responding well to slower presentations. A couple of baits that allow you to do things like this, use these baits this way and implement these tactics, are single blade spinners and single blade bucktails. You can reel them pretty slow and keep them pretty high in the water column still. And I like the Booker Tail 500 and 700 series. And also, as far as like single blade spinners, I really, really like Figure 8 Lure Company. I love that they have the interchangeable blades with the quick snap swivel. It's really nice. And also, I know that they just came out with the new meat grinder spinner. I really am excited about that. I can't wait to use that. It is basically a completely weedless spinner because everything is covered in shrink tubing. So there is no clasp or wire to get caught on weeds. So look for that as well on the Muskie Shop website. I personally am excited because that bait, as well as the Titan Junior, another one I love throwing this time of the year, a little bit smaller, kind of dive and rise. Throw it real slow, let it slowly rise, maybe even put some weight on it and let it, you know, suspend a little bit more. You want your bait to be working slow. Both of those baits, the Meat Grinder and the Titan Junior, are available in one of my favorite colors up here for stained water, Grape Flame. I don't know what it is exactly about the color, but man, is it phenomenal in stained water up here. So look for both of those baits available in Grape Flame if you're fishing stained water, such as the Eagle River chain where I fish a lot. Grape Flame, you cannot go wrong in stained water here in the North Woods. Any bait that's offered in it, I recommend you check it out and try it in that color. It just catches fish. So now let's go into the major and minor feeding periods and some of the moon conditions up here for the upcoming weekend. Opening day Saturday, we have two majors during daylight hours. The first one is in the morning from 6:11 a.m. till 8:11 a.m. and the evening major is 6:31 to 8:31 p.m. There are two minors as well. The first minor is 1:34 in the morning till 2:34 in the morning right after fishing opens. If you are brave enough to be out there that time of the night, good luck to you. I would recommend you just stick to the two majors and the afternoon minor, which is 11:54 to 12:54 p.m. Sunday, you're looking at a morning major from 6:52 a.m. to 8:52 a.m. with an evening major from 7:12 p.m. to 9:12 p.m. The afternoon minor is 1 to 2 p.m. and the morning minor again before sunrise is 1:52 a.m. to 2:52 a.m. The sunrise on Saturday is 5:12 in the morning. Sunset is 8:35 p.m. On Sunday, sunrise is 5:12 a.m. and sunset is 8:35 p.m. That gives us a total of 15 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. Those days, the sun will be highest in the sky, or high noon, right around 12:54 on both of those days. So looking at that, where the sun is highest in the sky and the fish being most active typically during the warmest part of the day this time of the year, I personally think opening weekend up here in the North Woods, the keys as far as feeding windows go, I personally believe are going to be the afternoon minors. And the reason I say that is because they line up pretty close to when the sun is highest in the sky and when it, in theory, will be warmest in the day. Again, looking at it on Saturday, that minor is 11:54 to 12:54 p.m. and high noon is 12:54. So that minor ends right as the sun is highest in the sky. And then on Sunday, that 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock minor in the afternoon, that starts right after that sun gets to the highest point in the sky. I truly do believe those are going to be keys. It may be hot, it may be sunny, but a lot of times that actually is beneficial this time of the year for fishing these fish when they want to be warm. And one last thing I want to touch on that I'm also super excited about is good friend of mine, Steve Paul. I'm happy to announce he is actually an officially published author. As of Tuesday next week, so 6 days from now, he has a book coming out called Next Level Muskie Fishing. Guys, this book is not like anything else out there. All the books out there cover just your general basics, and this book doesn't even go over that stuff. It actually jumps ahead, assuming you kind of know that, because there's plenty out there that goes over that stuff. And this goes more in depth as to how to work baits, what baits to throw on what kind of structures and what kind of covers, and much more detail as far as moon phases and conditions and seasonality. All of that stuff is covered in this book. I have not read the whole thing. I was lucky enough to read part of it before it was published. Steve sent it over to me. I cannot wait to pick it up and read the entire thing. You guys should definitely check it out. It will definitely help you catch fish throughout the year and throughout the rest of your lives. Thank you again, guys, so much. I really appreciate the listen, and I cannot wait to talk to you again next week.
The Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report is brought to you by these fine sponsors. The Muskie Shop, the world's largest muskie outfitter. Livingston Lures, hear the difference. The Figure Eight Lure Company. The Muskie 360 app.